It's Clam Island Community Radio. That was Jimmy Nail and Ain't No Doubt About It. It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Saturday evening on Clam Island Community Radio. And we are joined in the studio by...
Holly.
Just a little bit closer to that mic.
Holly.
By Holly. Now, and Holly's going to tell us a little story. Where are you today?
Alexis.
And why were you in Alexis?
Because it was her communion.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And did she have a little bit of a party?
Yeah, she had a tea party.
Oh, tea party.
Yeah, but I didn't really drink anything because there was only 7-Up.
Yeah?
And I don't like 7-Up.
No. Why don't you like 7-Up?
Because I don't like fizzy drinks because they always, like, scare me when they go up through your nose.
They go up through your nose?
Like the fizz.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it scares you.
It makes me jump.
You are a strange person.
Yeah, I even like broccoli and ice cream.
Do you like broccoli?
Yes.
Do you like broccoli?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Do you like ice cream? Do you like ice cream?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Doodly-doodly-doo. Do you like broccoli ice cream?
Yes.
Yummy.
Strange.
Do us a favour, will you?
What?
Will you sing for me...
Sing what?
The 12 Days of Christmas. Okay. Just while you're getting ready, we're going to have this girl tell us a quick message.
You're listening to Clam Island Community Radio.
Now, okay.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight mates a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 10 lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Very good. Wasn't it? Yeah.
But it's really long.
It is a long song, isn't it?
You have to go, like, from 1 to 12 and keep going back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me that piece of paper and I'm going to ask you some questions.
There's a little rift at the top.
I've got some questions for you. I'm going to say a number and you have to tell me what it is on this.
Like what it says after the number.
Yeah.
Okay, that will be
ready?
Easy.
Yep. Oh, will it now? 5.
5 golden rings.
Oh, okay. 9.
9 ladies dancing.
Oh, very good. You do know them. Okay.
We do them at school.
1.
A partridge in a pear tree.
4.
4 calling birds.
6.
6 geese a-laying.
8.
8 maids a-milking.
7.
7 swans a-swimming. 10 lords are leaping.
11.
11 pipers piping.
12.
12 drummers drumming.
What did I miss out on? 3.
3.
Oh, did I catch that one? Did I?
No.
That's a tricky one.
3 French hens.
Oh!
I went back for 4.
Okay. 2.
2 turtle doves.
Oh. Okay. See if you can do them all from 12 to 1.
Easy.
Oh, is it now, miss? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Go ahead.
On a 12.
No. I just want you to say 12 diddle do, 11 diddle do, 10 diddle do, 9, 1.
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 golden rings, 4 are calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Wow! Wow!
We do the little drummer boy and the 12 days of Christmas before we go home from school.
Do you? Okay. And so you're after doing the 12 days there now without this piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I have all the words on this.
You can correct me. It could be a little test.
Okay. Let's see if you can. So now you can. No, we won't need that. We won't need a piece of paper. You're after doing it from 12 to 1, okay? Let's see if you can do it from.
I can spell them.
What can you spell?
Drummer.
Spell drummer.
D-R-U-M-M-E-R.
Very good. Now, and that was number 12. Can you spell 12?
T-W-E-L-V.
V-E. Very good. Now, 11.
Will I spell 11?
No, what's number 11 on this? 11, huh?
P-I-P-P-E-R.
Sorry?
P-I-P-P-E-R-S.
Oh, that's Pippers.
Oh.
One too many P's.
P-I-P-E-R-E-S.
Oh, that's... try it again. What?
P-I-P-E-R-S.
Correct. And that was number 11. Can you spell 11?
E-L-E-V-L.
Oh. Go on.
E-L-E-V-E-N.
Very good.
There's no Y in it, even though it sounds like an I.
Yes. Okay. 10. What's number 10? 10. 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10.
Lords are leaping.
Yes, can you spell lords?
L-O-L-O-R-D-S.
Very good. And that is number 10 on the list. Can you spell 10?
T-E-N.
Ooh.
T-H-E-N.
Oh!
T-E-N.
Which is, now which one is which?
T-H-E-N. I don't know what that is, but T-E-N is the number.
The number. You don't know what T-H-E-N is?
No.
Okay, well, let's put it in a sentence. You had 10 apples. I ate one. And then you had...
Nine.
So there, you can put then into a sentence. Okay.
Oh.
Nine.
Then. T-H-E-N.
Yes.
Then. Oh, I chose 10.
Wait, what's number 9 on the list?
9 ladies dancing.
Can you spell ladies?
L-A-D-G.
Oh.
L-A-D-I-E-S.
Very good. Can you spell dancing?
D-A-N.
Yeah.
C.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
NG.
Yes, very good. And that was number?
9.
Can you spell the number? Can you spell 9?
N. N. I. G.
No.
Annie? N. I. Annie?
Yes. Very good.
No, only four letters.
Okay, that was 9. We're now on to number 8.
8 maids are milking.
Okay, can you spell maids?
M-A-D.
M-A-I. Yes.
D.
Yes.
No.
M-A-I. M-A-I-D-S.
I said D.
Yeah, I know that, but then you said Z and E and 12 and 62.
I did not.
It's okay. It's all. Calm down. I'm only joking with you. That's number 8. Can you spell number 8? N. There's no N in 8.
I'm not saying N.
8.
E.
E. Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
G H. T.
Yeah. Very good.
I was getting really confused at the first letter.
Yeah. So that was number 8. Number 7. What's number 7? 7.
Seven swans are swimming.
Can you spell swans?
S-W-A-N. S.
Yeah. And that is number 7. Can you spell 7?
S-E-V-E-N.
Very good. And what's number 6?
Six. Swans are
swimming. Oh, no.
Six geese are laying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you spell geese?
G-E-E-S-E.
Very good.
G-E-S.
Yeah. And that is number 6. Can you spell 6?
S-I-X.
Very good. Now we're down to number 5.
5 golden rings.
Can you spell gold?
G-O-L-D.
Can you spell golden?
G-O-L-D-E-N.
Correct. And that is number 5. Can you spell 5?
F-I-V-E.
You're very good at this, aren't you?
This is actually really easy.
Well, it's only easy when you know the answers, isn't it?
Yeah, but sometimes you can get confused.
Yeah.
Like I did.
Yeah. And what about number 4? What's 4?
4 calling birds.
Can you spell calling?
C-A-L. L, wait, it's all with a C at the beginning.
Yeah.
C-A-L-L-I-N-G.
Yes. And it's calling boards. Can you spell birds?
B-I-R-D-S.
Yeah, and that is number four. Can you spell four?
F-O-U-R.
Correct. You're nearly there now. You're nearly there.
Only two more to go.
Yeah, so it's what's four, so what is number three?
Tree French hens.
Right. Can you spell French?
F-O-R-E-N-C-C-H.
Correct.
Sometimes it's this T's before C-H, and sometimes it's just C-H on their own.
Yeah. If there was a T before C-H, then you could have the word fetch. F-E-T-C-H. Like if you throw a bone for a dog, you could say fetch.
But it's a silent T, which we haven't done at school yet.
Have you not?
No.
How do you know the silent T then?
I learned.
Okay, so that was French hand three. French hand can, now this is a difficult one. Can you spell three?
T-H-R-E-E.
Oh, okay. Maybe it wasn't difficult.
Because
okay.
We've done it in dictation.
Did you?
Yep.
So, what is the one that grows in the garden?
T-R-E-E.
Very good. Right, so that's, we're down to number two. So what's number two?
Two turtle doves.
Right, doves. Can you spell turtle?
T-U-R.
Yeah.
Or.
Oh.
T-U-R-T-L-E.
Very good. Okay, so two turtle doves. Can you spell dove?
D-O-V-E.
Very good. And that was number two. Can you spell the number two?
T-W-O.
That is correct. But how come T-W-O is two?
Sounds like T-O-W.
That's toe. But T... T-W-O sounds like two. Two.
Yeah.
But it's two. So does that mean the W is silent?
Yes, yeah, silent W, like... Well, I know a silent B word.
What's that?
Lamb. L-A-M-B.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Cam. C-A-M-B.
No.
It's like lamb, but a C.
Yeah, but see, this is a different one. Calm, like a nice calm day.
I taught you like calm yourself.
Oh yeah, it's the same. Yeah, and but that has a silent letter as well, but it's a silent L. It's C A L M.
Oh, I forgot.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You're doing very well here.
Thanks.
You're up to number one.
And I've done it from 12, which I'm very confused.
No, you're not. So, number one...
And I can't remember what that... I can't remember that I've done up to 12.
But you did. 12. You did, yeah. And now you're down to number one. And number one is a...
Partridge in a pear tree.
And we already spelled three when we were doing number three. I'm going to have to go with the easy one first. Can you spell the number one?
O-N-E.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say W. Okay, well, maybe this one won't be too difficult for you. Can you spell the word partridge?
P-A-R-T. Yeah. Or I-G.
No.
Or I-D-J.
Yeah. Partridge.
E.
Yeah.
E-H.
No! No. No. No, no, there's no H.
E.
Yeah.
E on its own.
E on its own.
Going on a holiday to a partridge.
Yes.
In a pear tree.
Right, so you know all these. So okay.
I can spell pear.
Can you? Think you can spell pear two different ways. Do you know the both ways?
P-E-A-R.
And which one is that?
Like the fruit that you eat.
Okay.
P-E-R-E? P-E-R.
Oh. P-E-R-E. Oh. P. P-A...
Or?
No. Maybe you haven't spelled it yet, or maybe you haven't come across this word. P-A-I-R. Like if you had a pair of something, a pair of shoes.
Oh, I forgot about that kind of
word. No, it's okay. You've done very well so far with all the spellings and the hard words, and so you're able to spell all your numbers from 1 to 12. That's very good.
We were doing 12.
Okay, you have to talk into that microphone.
We were doing 12 in our test on Friday, and I got 10 out of 10 on my spelling.
Did you? Congratulations.
Table.
Well done.
I was actually, I was worried that I'd get 0 out of 0.
Why were you worried about it?
Well, 0 out of 10. I don't know.
How could you possibly, the only way you could get 0 is if you went, didn't go to school and didn't do the test. But how could you possibly get 0? Why do you worry about tests?
I don't know, it's like my teacher would see my copy and I get something less than 5.
Oh, if you got something less than 5, what would your teacher say? Would she give out to you? Would she put you against the wall and shoot you?
No.
No? What would she say?
Have you done these at home?
Hmm?
I do.
You do, I know you do.
I do it without looking at my book.
Mm-hmm.
With them in it.
So, then you should not worry. You should not worry about tests. Because people always get worried before a test or an exam or something. And they always think, I'm going to do terrible, I'm going to do bad. But instead of thinking that way, you should think,
I'm going to do great, I'm going to like get 58, 50 or 58, 100.
Yeah, well, you should always think that you're going to do well. Never think that you're going to do bad.
58 of 100 is like, if you're 50 years old, like you are, 52. You only need to go 50 more years old to get to 100.
Right. But like, I'm 52, so I'd have to go 48. Another 48 to get. Because 52 plus 48 is 100.
Wouldn't it be like 99?
No.
Oh, yeah. It should be 101, actually.
Oh, no, it shouldn't, actually. You have a piece of paper there. You can write it down.
50... Wait.
10. 10, so you're working out your tens in a unit. So it's 5 tens and 2 units. And 2 units. And you're going to add that to 48. So that's 4 tens and 8 units. And you're going to add them up.
2 plus 8 equals 10.
Okay, so you're halfway through the sum.
5 plus 4 equals 9. That's 1 equals.
So what is 52 plus 48?
100.
Yep. Okay, so anyway, what else do you want to talk about on today's show? What will we call today's show? Well?
12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
Because we've done the whole thing, like, 3 times.
Yeah, so we call it the 12 Days of Christmas with Holly and Daddy.
Yeah.
Or Holly and Stephen, for people who know me as Stephen. But no one else knows me as Daddy. Or, well, actually, 2 other people. Very tiring. 4 people, you were saying. 4 people know me as Daddy. Who are the 4 people?
Jake, James, Mommy.
No. The only people who call me Daddy are you,
James,
and
Samantha.
That's it. So there we go.
And Nana.
Well, she calls me daddy sometimes as well, but that's kind of strange.
She calls you her daddy.
Yeah.
She's like, Holly, come here to me. Could your daddy be my daddy?
And you say?
No.
No.
It's my daddy. You no. can't take it from me.
That's correct. And don't you forget it, Nana. Right, we're going to take a little break. And I'm going to play a song.
Can I pick the song?
Oh, I've already got one picked. What were you going to pick?
Little Drummer Boy. Ooh. I can actually learn it.
Right, I'll get that for the next song, okay?
Okay.
But this song is called Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay.
By a fella called Glenn Campbell. So I want you to say to everybody, the next song we're going to play is Rhinestone Cowboy by Glenn Campbell.
The next song we're going to play is Rhinestone
Cowboy.
Cowboy by Len.
Glenn
Campbell.
Yeah. And you're listening to?
Clonmel Community Radio.
Yes. It is Clonmel Community Radio. That was Huey Lewis on the news and the power of love. And just before that, we also played Glenn Campbell and Rhinestone Cowboy. Isn't that right, Holly?
Yeah.
Right. And Holly wants to sing another song called
Little Drummer Boy.
Right. So we are going to play Little Drummer Boy.
I have no idea who sang it.
And you're going to sing it. Well, you're going to sing it, aren't you? Yeah? Yeah.
Can anyone hear me? Or can they only hear the song?
I don't know. You ready? Let's go, come on.
You singing it?
They told me. Not even bringing him a gift. That's a terrible birthday present.
No, he's poor. That's
fit oh.
To give a king shall I play for you ba-ra-ba-pum-pum on my drum?
Not that poor if he has a drum.
Probably found that on the street.
Maybe.
Mary nodded, or maybe Mary gave it to him.
Maybe she did.
The ox and lamb kept time, par-a-ba-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, par-a-ba-pum-pum. I played my best. Me and my job.
him and his drum. So that was a Christmas song by Holly there, and the name of the song is called
The Little Drummer Boy.
The Little Drummer Boy. Where was the Little Drummer Boy from?
I don't know.
You don't know? Was he from Ireland?
Probably.
Right, so the little drummer boy. Anything else you'd like to sing? What other Christmas songs are you learning in school?
12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, we've done that one. You've done Little Drummer Boy. What else?
And we're only learning two.
Is there any other Christmas songs that you know?
Joy to the World.
Go with the flow. You know Joy to the World, do you?
I don't really know the words, but...
Joy to the World. That's all I know.
That's all I know.
Well, okay, we'll sing that bit together because that's all we know. You ready? On three. So I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and we're going to sing Joy to the World. You can give it the countdown.
1, 2, 3.
Joy to the world.
Jinx.
That's all we know. Wait. Isn't it sad when that's all we know?
Wait.
But at least you knew all the words to... Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Be a bad drum. He was playing his drum, so he was. Maybe it wasn't even a real drum. Maybe it was like an old bucket or something that he found.
Or maybe he was just going like... maybe on the baby's knees. Pa-rum-pum-pum.
Or maybe he was hitting the baby's bum. The baby's bum, 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 bum. That's probably why the baby was crying.
Wasn't.
What was the baby's name? Roger? Frank?
Jesus.
Oh. Jesus. In Spain, do you know what, how they say Jesus?
No.
They say it Jesus.
What?
Yes.
Jesus.
That's what they say. They
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus sounds like Jesus.
Correct.
Jesus.
Yes. So you have the words there. Do you have the words for joy to the world? I'll get it as well. And will we try and sing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the green one. Maybe you could get the same.
Joy to the world, Christmas.
A holy night.
Sorry?
Holy night. Silent night.
That's silent night. That's not joy to the world.
Silent night. Holy night. That's all I know.
Right. Okay. Well, if you look over here, right, we're going to have the words. Right, we're going to have the words on the screen, and when the words come up, we will be able to sing. We can sing the song, and we can read the words. Do you know what it's called?
Silent Night. Joy to the World, I got.
You said Silent Night.
I got Joy to the World.
That's a different song. We do this one. You ready?
Yeah, wait.
I've got a runny nose. It keeps running across the floor. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hello. You can see the words here on the screen.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Are you going to sing it?
We're both going to sing it.
Okay.
The Christmas song. Palm Island Community Radio.
Silent night,
holy
night, all is calm,
all is bright,
round on mother and child, holy infant, tender and mild. Peace
and again. Oh, no. I thought there was more words. Oh, yeah.
Silent night, holy night.
Shepherd's quake.
Shepherd's quake.
At the sight. Heavenly hosts,
heavenly hosts,
sing
hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born.
Yeah, little louder, louder, go on.
Christ the Savior is born.
Sing with your hands as well. Don't just, no, get your hands going. Come on, let's wave those hands. Everyone, put your hands up.
Night.
Come on.
Holy night, Son of God, love your light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord of
I don't know the words, and you don't know the words either.
No, I don't.
Hey,
also, I know
souls,
with,
Lord!
So, also, I know from it, without looking at the words, is silent night.
Maybe they might sing them again. Oh, yeah, they're singing it again.
I'm not looking at the words.
No, you're not, and you know all the words. Go on, sing. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
And it goes over the end.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
Now, do you feel all Christmassy now, do you?
Sometimes when I'm lying on the floor in the same room, I can smell Christmas. So in my head, I just say, it's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas.
The real version is, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Yeah.
I know this song.
Yeah, I don't want to laugh for Christmas. There's just one thing I need.
Guess what Alexa's elf done?
What?
She's two elves, and one of them done to the other. It got rope and wrapped the elf around and stuck it in like toilet paper.
You serious? That's
and
shocking.
I saw it to prove, and then it got Alexa's marker, cut the lid off, left the lid in her bedroom, took it, ran down and wrote, last Christmas I gave you my fart.
Oh my god.
And drew a love heart and then fart coming in.
That's shocking.
And you know what? You know what the real version of this is? You know what the real version of last Christmas I gave you my fart?
What?
Guess.
Last Christmas I gave you my heart.
Correct. Fart, heart. Do you love her and fart me of it?
I never thought of that. It's a great idea, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, really, elves are meant to be good and nice to each other, and they're being mean and naughty.
Well, that's shocking.
And they're meant to be friends, and they're not. Not Alexis.
That's terrible. Okay, right, so it is Clonmel and Community Radio. It's 9 o'clock. Well, 2 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And you have Holly and Stephen here. And we are just about to have a little bit of a chat, aren't we? Yeah, a little bit of a chat and a bit of a sing song and a little bit of karaoke. Do you know what karaoke is?
No.
Karaoke is, you know, when you have the music playing and the words on the screen and you sing along to them.
Yeah, but they're not singing the words, and it's just like you're the voice for
that
it.
That is, yeah.
The colours are going on it.
That's right. So what's that called?
Karaoke.
Very good. And what does Dermot Henry always say? Because when you learn something new every day, he says every day is a school day. Because you know the way you learn stuff in school? That's what he says. He says, every day is a school day. What else does he say? What's he always saying? What's he famous for saying? You don't know?
Good times.
Good times.
That's it. Good times.
Good times.
What do we wish you? Yes, it is.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year. Would you like some figgy pudding?
Yes, please, but they're not polite.
No. What would you like on your figgy pudding?
Please, thank you.
Would you like some ice cream with your figgy pudding?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes. Right, who ordered the figgy pudding?
Oh, me, thank you.
They won't go until they get some.
That's not nice.
So bring it right here. Go get it yourself.
And stop being so rude.
Yes, yous are very rude. What does Nana say?
Yous are very rude.
Yes.
To you and
I always thought it was to you and your king. It's kin. Yeah. Kin.
Kin. I thought it was kids or king.
Kids. You used to sing to your kids, didn't you?
Never say king.
Yeah.
A queen, even. Whatever.
Oakley Cokely. So that was We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Yes, indeed. It is Clonmelan Community Radio, 2 minutes past 9 o'clock, with Holly and Stephen here sitting in the chair just having a little bit of a chat, as we do. Because that's what we do. What do we call Saturday?
Podcast day.
Podcast day, yes. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and podcast day. Yes.
On my birthday party, we did not do a podcast.
No, we didn't, because it was your birthday.
So?
Come on. Let's go, Holly. Here we go.
Dancing through the snow.
On a one horse open sleigh.
Oh, what fields we go.
Laughing all the way.
Bells on bells ring.
Making Making spirits bright. I thought it was making squirrels right. Strange.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Here we go.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Here we go. Dashing through the snow. There. Oh. Now the ground is white. Here we go. Where we go?
Sing the sleighing song.
Happy days.
Get a bobtail bay to Fozzie for his feet. And pitch him to an open sleigh and you will take the lead. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Can you pause that? Because I hear this weird noises from
Huh?
I hear this weird noises.
You heard weird noises. Hmm. Z, 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 z.
Hear that.
Dashing through the snow. on a one-horse open sleigh. What's next?
All the field.
We go.
Laughing all the way.
What's this song? Oh, we got the same song.
Yeah, but your one looks a little weird. No, we didn't get the same.
You know the words? Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
And you are singing those words and they're not even on the screen. How did you even know them?
I don't know.
You must have heard that song before, did you? Did you?
Once about this song.
Ah.
If she likes it. What's bitter? How come you're further away from me and I played this before you?
Nope. Why don't you sing in the school for the Christmas play and stuff? Why don't you do that?
I do.
Oh, do you? I thought you didn't. Oh. Okay, go on.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special, special.
So what happened like on Christmas? Did he have it? He had an operation, did he? And he got his heart taken out, and he gave the heart for Christmas.
Or maybe he cut himself and took it out and gave it away.
Well, that's kind of strange, isn't it?
Yeah, why did you just take your own heart out and you don't love anybody?
Yeah.
Well, you probably love them too much to give them your heart.
Why could he not have just given them something else? Like chop off his leg or something? Ah, because it wouldn't work for the song. Because then it'd be Last Christmas I Gave You My Leg.
Oh, no. Maybe, what was I going to say?
About chopping the leg off. Or Last Christmas I Gave You My Pinky Finger. No? It just probably wouldn't work. So, obviously, hang on. So, very next day, you gave it away.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, because Christmas is about loving people for like, Jesus.
Is it?
Like, he wanted people to love each other and be kind.
That is true. Yeah.
So maybe he wanted to be kind and give away his heart.
Oh, I never thought of it that way. Right, it is time for us to go, Holly. We need to go. Yes, so we're going to say, yes, I know it's terrible and you don't want to go. So we're going to say goodnight to everybody. Yes, and we can have more fun later. Later.
Will you play Guess the Picture with me?
Yes, I will.
Yay!
Right. So do you want to say goodnight to everybody and thank everybody for tuning in and listening?
Good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in and listening.
You didn't have to use my exact words. You could have made up your own words. Make up your own words.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
From
Holly.
Holly.
And Daddy.
And Daddy. And don't forget.
Good times.
Have a great Christmas.
Yes. We'll talk to people before Christmas, won't we? Yes, we will. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Clonmel Community Radio.